Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's pray as we come to God's Word. Gracious Lord, as we come before you, we again recognise that you are a holy God. And we hear in our minds immediately the hymn of those heavenly creatures that Isaiah saw, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And as we come into your presence, how would we dare to do so, knowing that we are sinful human beings, only by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed for us, that he might do in us what we could never do for ourselves, make us presentable before you. And so, covered in that blood, clothed in his righteousness, we draw near this morning and pray that you bless us once more and speak to us through your living word. Amen. So we're reading John chapter 17, and this morning we're reading verse 19. For them I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. So in the previous verse, Jesus has begun talking about sanctification or holiness. And he has told us that in his prayer, that it is the word of God, God's word, that makes them sanctified. So all the disciples who believe in Jesus are made clean, made holy by his word. That's how it works within us. And what Jesus is saying in this verse this morning is that he needs sanctifying. So how does that work out? Was Jesus sinful and then needed to be made holy? Well, no, he's not using the word like that. He's using the word in respect of meaning set apart. And he's pointing to the cross. For his disciples, Jesus set himself apart to die, to give up his life, to shed his blood, to have his body broken. He delivered himself up to that end, and the reason that he did so was so that he could set apart those who follow him. And set apart in that respect means to be made like God. Now, of course, following your believing in Jesus for salvation, there is a process. You're not suddenly made perfect. There is a process which you go through where you grow to know him more day by day. And gloriously, the Bible tells us that day by day we are being transformed into his image. The Holy Spirit is working inside us. He's showing things in us which we never realized were wrong before we were believers. But he is kind of refining our lives. On and on it goes, until one day when we see him face to face, we are told we will be like him. But that process is not going to be something that will be completed before either the Lord Jesus returns or we go to be with him. But there's another aspect of sanctification that we need to look at here. It's the sanctification that Jesus is referring to that is achieved, that is accomplished by his cross. And there are several verses in our New Testament which refer to this as a done deal. It's a completed act. Just as we are justified through Christ's death on the cross, so also it is true that we are sanctified once and for all. It has been commented that the word for saints is a strange combination of tenses in the Greek. If you like a bit of Greek, the word is hagiasmos, and it actually means the having been made holy ones. There's a combination of past action with a current effect, the having been made holy ones. In other words, when you believe in Jesus, you have been made holy. Let me give you just a few of those other verses. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. We have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And then in verse 14 in that same chapter, by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. That's like once and for all, done deal, but then those who are being made holy, an ongoing outworking of what Jesus has done on the cross. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 30 and 31. You are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, our holiness, and our redemption. So when you believe in Jesus, you are clothed in his righteousness, you're accepted by God, you stand in his presence, not because of the stuff you've done, which is like filthy rags, but because you are given this robe of righteousness that Jesus Christ himself has won for you. And it's absolutely spotless, and God sees you as clothed with that righteousness. Equally, you have been redeemed. Redemption is yours. Done deal. Finished with. One on the cross. And also in that triplet, in that verse there, we have been made holy in his sight. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. You were washed. You were sanctified, made holy. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of our God. So in our day, sanctification, the word, generally is taken to mean the ongoing process that occurs after we become believers. But we see in the New Testament there are other ways in which that is described. Nobody is saying we are sinlessly perfect after we believe, but that process is sometimes referred to in other ways, like maturing in Christ. But this word sanctification is being used of what was accomplished for us on the cross. It's yours because of what Jesus did. It's not yours because of what God is now doing in your heart. So you have been made holy. You're the having been made holy one, standing in God's presence, able to speak to him, to pray, to have fellowship with other believers in this state of holiness before God, godlikeness, if you like. And we see that actively being lived out in the way that we think and behave in this world. So this glorious truth is that Jesus has done for you what he promised. He has sanctified himself, set himself apart for the death on the cross on this night where he's speaking, so that you can be truly sanctified. And that is what he has accomplished for you. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this glorious truth that you have done all for us that needs to be done, in order that we might have fellowship with yourself. And you have done it through your Son, and you have done it in the cross. And so we pray that we may have the confidence to know today that we walk in victory, that we walk in the joy that Jesus brings us, not because of anything that is to do with our lifestyle and the way that we continually fall short, but because of what he has done, what he has achieved, what he has won for us, what he has accomplished on that cross where he cried, "It is finished. It is done. I have accomplished it." Amen.